Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 48. My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The People's Hero.
We are here, 6:05 Eastern on Sunday night. Johnny, how are you today?
I'm doing great. What a better time for wrestling.
We're back at it, 6:05 Eastern, Sunday night. We're under the tyranny of Lawson as the current governing body of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yes, that is true. We might have gotten rid of one psycho for another.
I agree completely with that synopsis, sir. Yeah. Now, as we go ringside to kick off the program, there is a new athlete. Do you care to make introductions, sir?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there's a group of fans up front. It is Captain Kangaroo has joined the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
So it's official. That's him in the ring right there, Johnny.
Yes, people like him. I guess he's can pull it off. He seems to be in ring shape. I saw him backstage putting on, getting his jacket on, and let's see what he can do. I don't know if him have any previous wrestling experience. Do you?
Ladies and gentlemen, weight unknown, height unknown, Captain Kangaroo!
Kids, though, the kids seem to love him.
They do love him, Johnny.
And his opponent.
Kids of all ages. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
The giant of professional wrestling, Sergeant Gwynn.
Oh, my God. This is not good. And it looks like the drooling jackal is coming out. Barney Fife, unbelievable. Which we have more to tell you about that later, folks. Oh my God, dude. For your first match against the giant Thespion. Unbelievable.
This is a one-fall contest with a 20-minute time limit.
Captain Kangaroo, looking spry, goes in for a collar double tie-up. Slammed out, goes all the way back, dubs a head flip into the turnbuckle. He's already busted open, dude.
He's already bleeding.
That, what did he get? Scrape it on? Looks like a brush burn on
the poor mat. Captain Kangaroo.
Oh my God, these people calling
Gwynn
for him.
Gwynn walks over, he gets the captain, he throws him into the ropes, comes off, and catches him with a giant boot to the face.
Oh God, this is horrible. He's spitting up blood, dude. He's
already
spitting blood. Sergeant Gwynn picks him up for a choke slam. Why is he dangling him in the air? He's spinning around. Oh my God. Unbelievable. On the mat. Did you hear that thud?
I did, Johnny. It's an impressive display from a giant of professional wrestling.
Oh my God. He puts his feet on it. He's standing on him. 1, 2, 3. Oh my God.
That was a record time, Johnny.
Oh my God.
A record match, if you will.
It has to be. It has to be the quickest match in TV Dad Wrestling history. Oh my God. Barney's in the ring. Barney's in the ring spitting on him. He can't talk after he's bit his part of his tongue off.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner.
Oh my God, they're bringing out a stretcher.
The giant of wrestling, Sergeant Gwynn.
They're bringing out a stretcher. Oh,
hey, guys, help him, man.
Oh, come on, man. Captain Kangaroo's a little before my time, but I know he was a great, beloved children's entertainer. This is unbelievable. Is that Mr. Rogers out there, his friend, in the audience? Oh my God, everybody's crying.
It's I don't even have to say it. It's amazing. The melee before us, Mr. Johnny Zero.
They're carrying him out on a stretcher. Captain Kangaroo, unbelievable. Oh my God! And he brought the Seventh Street Orphanage children with him in the front row. They're all crying. This is unbelievable. This is terrible. Oh my God! And he does have a stash. I can't believe this. He should have prepared for this match. Was this even signed? Did he sign? I guess that's what you get me. Sign up for.
Well, here's
TV
the thing.
Dad's Wrestling.
By all means, if you're in the squared circle, you have been sanctioned to appear. And remember, perhaps the parameters have been lessened because we have a new regime that we are currently under.
Right.
The governing body of Mr. Lawson.
Yes, that makes sense. That's That's a very good point.
Now,
but for his rookie match, man. Oh, my God.
Well, Gwyn could have been a little less vicious. He didn't have to do it that
oh
way.
Oh, my God. Did you see that,
he could
dude?
Have practiced restraint, if you will,
he
Johnny
picked
Zero.
Him up and did a 360 with the chokeslam. I think that must be a new move. A 360 chokeslam with one arm?
I can't speak on such matters.
I mean, that's got to be 9 feet grade. In the air, at least.
Below my pay grade, sir.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. We have so many injuries here lately.
This is an opportune time for Johnny Zero to introduce his weekly injury report.
Yes, the injury report. Good call. Absolutely, man.
Look at that segue, sir.
Oh, unbelievable. Now, look, at we're coming off Knievel Fest, folks. So while we were in the chopper and watching everything from the right side with the X1 Sky Cycle, the X2 had another ring on the other side. So Winslow has been concussed, thanks to Andy Griffith, his partner, got him out of there, but it's light. He is probable. It's not a big deal. It's just what's going on within the security with this lack of leadership in our promotion at the moment. Also, the drooling jackal, Barney Fife, has bit off part of his tongue, drooling. I have no idea what that's about, but that's a serious injury. That's why he couldn't talk. That's why he was drooling on poor Captain Kangaroo. It's a shame. You think that'd be his last match ever?
Well, I couldn't. How could I speak on such matters, sir? Don't put me on the spot. I don't even know Captain Kangaroo like that.
That guy looked dead.
You're a tabloid reporter, and you're trying to bring controversy to the man's first endeavor in the squared
you
circle.
You saw it right here, 10 feet away. Beauregard Duke has tweaked his knee. Probable. He'd be fine. Badger, the same on the right knee.
The Badger has to defend his title soon.
Yes, he does. But it's only a tweak. He'll be fine. You know that kid's. The kid, like you said, what did you say about him? He had heart but no brains?
Yes, yes, I said.
Okay. Well, he'll be back. He'll be fine. Look, I it's with heavy heart that I have to say that on our injury report is that Joni Cunningham is official, was DOA at the hospital. God rest her soul. We're with you. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and I mean that sincerely, not thoughts and, you know, whatever. With Howard, Mr. Cunningham, Chachi, and people forgetting about Danny, you know, Triple B. I mean, that was his girl. You know, as cocky as that guy may have been, it's not like he wasn't trying to get her off that. You know what I mean? Like, he did his best.
Is this an injury report, or is
it
a eulogy? What's happening right now?
It's a dead woman.
On 6:05 Eastern. Like, you're a little obsessed.
We had someone pass on our show, dude.
It's happened before. It'll happen again, I'm sure.
It's respectful. Talk about tabloids. Oh my God. MIA is the Duke of Chicago, because I don't believe that was him. He wasn't wearing
it. So we don't really think definitively that's the former champion.
Unless he was wearing some sort of apparatus that made him taller, but I didn't notice any taller.
He wasn't taller.
That's what
that
I thought.
Give you. So there's a theory on the internet that I had seen
yeah.
that perhaps, and I don't want to feed into your craziness, Mr. Johnny Zero,
he
was
craziness.
Tattoo wearing a motorized suit trying to be the Duke of Chicago in the ring.
Do you think Tattoo, even with a motorized suit, could go 90 minutes with the working man James
All
Evans?
The appendages are computer-enhanced. It isn't like he's actually using his body. So if it's really an android of some sort, or a cyborg.
Similar to like a Gimpasaurus type of situation.
Except, no, much more technically advanced.
Right, sure.
Is just a collection of filthy little fuckers.
Right, but they actually practice this. They can use one as the arm, the forearm.
A big box of fuck 'em, if you will, Johnny.
Absolutely. Oh my God! At number two, we have the working man James Evans himself.
Oh, what happened to James?
Well, he fought a 90-minute match against a cyborg.
No, but
to
like, what's the injury?
He's got something. He's tweaked his knee as well. I mean, he was in that.
I gotta tell you, all these gentlemen you have with tweaked knees, yeah. they're sucking dick. Is that what's happening?
No,
like, why exactly?
No,
is
he was
the
in
knee.
Dude, you called it yourself, guys. Listen to the last episode.
Highly suspect.
Ron Simmons had, I mean, not Ron Simmons. I always say Ron Simmons because he reminds me of Ron Simmons.
Who?
James Evans was in a figure four leg lock with a cyborg. You're saying it was Tattoo for over 90 minutes.
I didn't say it, tabloid reporter. It is a rumor I read on the interweb.
Okay, the interweb. Okay, buddy. All right. And number two, I saw his jaw. Break almost all of his head.
You're going to be in court
Jerry
testifying
Springer.
About this, aren't you,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just...
You just want to get rid of Ross DeVos.
I want to get rid of Jerry Springer. I'll do the job myself. I don't care. Anybody should have done it. Can't stand Jerry Springer. Number one is the undisputed, newly crowned world's heavyweight wrestling champion, Charles Ingalls.
Heritage champion.
It's the Heritage Belt. Yes, the anniversary Heritage Belt, because of our anniversary of the greatest sport in the world. He jumped off he slid off the back end of that cable. Guys, you got to understand that rocket goes on the two cables. The back end snapped after the suplex. He got the 1, 2, 3. Did not have a parachute. Fell off into the water with the gators. Thanks to Tattoo. Thanks to Mr. Big. And we've seen him fighting alligators. That's the last we've seen him. The search boats. We'll get to that later. And that would be our injury report this week.
Now, Mr. Zero, at this time, we're going to take a brief commercial interruption.
Sure.
If everyone could please just bear with us.
Stay with us, folks.
Now, it's here. The excitement. The adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's. Twin rings, phased together. For two crunches in every 00. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
Cobblestone and a plan! He's escaping in the Viper Glider! Joe, catch him!
It's the G.I. Joe, Falcon Glider, flying high in the sky, sailing through the air. He's America's fighter. G.I. Joe can fly! G.I. Joe!
He's a real American hero, flying high in the sky.
He's chasing Cobra in a desperate race, soaring and diving in a great sky chase.
You did it, Joe!
G.I. Joe Falcon Glider and Cobra Viper Glider sold separately. Figures included from Hasbro.
Now stay tuned for The Amazing Spider-Man and The Incredible Hulk. A bad guy poses as Spider-Man and goes on a crime spree, but can he fool the spider friends next? Tonight on Different Strokes, will Willis be voted prom queen? Then on Jennifer Slept Here, Jennifer says yes to an old flame, but will she say I do? Be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 48 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. VexX along with Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. Thanks for coming back, guys. We got a big show for you today.
Now, Johnny, if I can take your attention away to the squared circle.
Sure.
The one and only Bobby Brady is in the middle of the squared, of the middle of the ring, I should say it that way.
Yes.
And he's about to face off against, well.
And you had a name for him. Unbelievable. What's going on? What's happening? Sounds like a carnival music. I'm seeing thing. Oh. What's happening? Their body's a scumbag, man. That scumbag's going to hit Beaver in the back of the head with that bat. What the hell, man? That piece of shit shouldn't even be allowed to wrestle, man.
Bobby really is kind of a delinquent, if you will.
Absolutely. I don't know who his opponent's going to be. There's nobody coming out of the tunnel there on the ramp. Oh, shit. No, from under the ring, he's sprouting up. From behind him, he's got a bat of his own. It's the Badger.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's bashing the ring. Bobby clears house.
Middleweight champion of the world, the Badger.
Bobby is clear. He's a good thing. Badger is smashing the ring ropes. And he's reaching out of the ring, and he drops the bat. Says, come on, what do you got? Bobby goes in the ring. They lock up. Sort of. Beaver turns it into a headlock. Bobby Irish whips him into the corner. Beaver ducks the clothesline. Excuse me, folks. Comes across a flying lariat into a 360 lariat. Back onto his feet. Picks him up. He's going for a pile driver. The Don Morocco style front face pile driver.
Oh, that's vicious, sir.
Yes, yes. Before the Undertaker's tombstone pile driver is pretty much the same thing. He's stomping on him. Vicky's at ringside now. Unbelievable. You still got unbelievable. He whips him back into the ropes again. Picks him for a power slam. Power slams. I guess it's not that hard to power slam Bobby Brady, but. For a guy that size, that was a lot of power. Looks like he could handle. I think Badger will be the first middleweight to be able to handle heavyweights, in my opinion.
If you look up at the TV Datatron, it seems that from a remote location of the filming of Titanic 2, We have Mr. Brady looking over the match, and he looks quite upset, sir.
Well, he should be. He's playing the iceberg again.
The iceberg again, yes. He's reprising the role.
Yes, reprising the role. Trying for that second Oscar. Right?
Yes, sir. America's greatest actor, if you will. Michael Brady.
Unbelievable. Bobby comes across. Oh, low blow on Badger. Badger goes down. Now Bobby's going to work on him. Got him by the mask. He's trying to take it off. Beaver with his own elbows to the side.
Johnny, they've hit the referee. The referee's been knocked back by the violence. He's hit the ground. He's rolled out of the ring. He's on the floor.
Yeah, he's going.
Vicky's trying to revive him, but it's just getting vicious in the square circle.
Yeah, and Bobby is going over to get the bat. Badger did not want to
use it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. He's coming down. No, nope. Badger grabs it out of his hand. Smashes him right in the lower area, folks. Throws the bat under the ring.
He covers, but there is no referee to count.
One, two, three, four,
Stashberg
five.
Is running down from the back of the arena, up the aisle, sir, if you will.
Oh,
he
no.
He jumps up on the ring apron. No, and the Badger catches him. He drops Stashberg right off of the apron.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. He's got to get a pin here. We got to get this ref up.
The ref's unconscious. Now, Vicky's working on him. She's trying to get him awake.
Where is Coward Cunningham when you need him? He's mourning right now, so... Howard Cunningham was, honestly, the demotion I hated, but he was the best referee we had. The way he would slide over and get those counts. I mean, he was great as a ref.
I mean, you keep saying the same thing, but I don't understand. The man was a great commissioner at one time.
I understand that.
And you're like, no, he was a really
good
ref.
But that's what a consummate professional is. He did every job he's done to the max.
I disagree. He failed as a father, sir.
Oh, my God.
He's got a dead son who's a fucking zombie, right? And now he has a dead daughter. So clearly, as a father,
well, maybe
Mr. Cunningham's
a failure.
There must
be something. When you start treating these things more as a disease rather than a crime, you know, maybe you might understand.
You know, from
that.
A tabloid reporter, I expect
there's
no
nothing
less.
Tabloid about it. The woman is dead. She was a grown woman out of his house. This is an elderly man.
Perhaps you could get back into what's happening
in
the ring.
It looks like Beaver's in there.
Bobby's coming too, though.
Bobby is coming too.
He's waking up. It's going to be a match.
Look, Beaver's got him in. He's got him in a double chicken wing suplex.
Stashberg throws a chair in the ring. Unfortunately, it connects with Bobby. Bobby's knocked unconscious onto the ground.
Beaver's going up to the top. He's going up to the top. Is he going to hit? Is the referee coming? The referee is coming too.
All right, the ref's waking up.
He's coming up. Beaver off the top with the 720.
Bobby moves! Bobby moves!
Oh, he missed it! Now's Bobby's time to act.
This is it! He could become the new middleweight champion.
He could have a world title. Bobby's got it.
It could happen right now with the yellow strap and the gold. It could happen.
No way. No way. I don't believe it. Bobby, that's why they call him high risk maneuvers. That's why they call him high risk maneuvers, folks. Bobby, Irish whipping Beaver into the ropes. He's up for his own power slam. His own, much power from Bobby.
I'm a little shocked. Meth is a hell of a drug, Johnny. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Oh my God.
I'm speechless, folks.
I'm speechless. Oh my God. And he's just pounding. Is that pulling something out of his tights?
Oh, Stashberg!
Stashberg!
My goodness.
Oh my God! What is he doing? He's flipping and flopping around the ring. What's happening here?
He's on the ring apron trying to catch the referee's attention. The referee goes over to get Stashberg.
And Bobby pulls something out of his tights.
Oh no! A foreign object.
Looks like brass knuckles. He swings. He misses. Bobby catches him. Back suplex. Viager catches him. Back suplex. One, two, kicks out.
Oh, I thought we had it. It was going to end there.
That was close. I thought that was it. Good thing, because I botched the call there. Oh, my God. There's so much excitement here,
Bobby
folks.
Brady almost lost.
Unbelievable.
To the middleweight champion of the world.
Bobby's still in. Stop. Bobby is not quite. He's dropped. The brass knucks are still in the ring. Badger kicks them out of the ring. Now the referee comes back
over.
Oh, my God.
Stashberg.
Man, you fuck.
Why are you here?
Why are you here? You're like a super heavyweight. What do you care about a middleweight match?
It's all part of the bloody stash.
Isn't he like the second biggest wrestler, arguably, in the entire promotion? Next to the Giant.
Oh, I couldn't speak on such matters. They're beneath my pay
grade. He's kind of like, say, the Big John Studd as opposed to like Gwynn being Andre. Yeah. Just to give it an example,
I
fans.
I can give you that, maybe.
Yeah, you know, like or Blackjack or something. Oh, he's that big. But anyway, but Bobby is trying to go work on them. They're trading lefts and rights. Badger throws him into the ropes. He's coming off. Gets a flying body press. One, two, three. He's got it.
But Badger's not done. He's still punching Bobby. He's still punching him. He's still punching him. He's not satisfied yet. He's rubbing his face in the mat. There's blood on the mat. Unbelievable. Rubbing it in there. Vicky.
You must stop.
Well, I guess he's won. And still the world's middleweight champion.
The Badger.
The Psycho Badger. Absolutely. He has destroyed Bobby Brady. Now, he better hightail it. I guess Ritter's coming out. Well,
it seems like that the Badger's a little bloodthirsty, if I'm telling the truth between us. It feels like that perhaps he's overdoing it. Oh, no.
It's almost embarrassing the way Badger is destroying and decimating the poor unconscious Bobby Brady in the center of the ring. The Badger's kind of a face, but this is vicious, John. There's a problem here.
He's got something. Hey, man, maybe they knocked a screw loose or something, but he's taking care of business, as they say. Taking care of business.
And they're trying to get him out of the ring. They're trying to work him backstage, but he's just not giving up. He's just covering his mask in blood. This is a scary ordeal.
Shame on you, Badger. Shame on you, sir.
Good work, kid. You keep at it, man. They permanently disfigured him, man.
You know, he did it to himself. Frankly speaking, poor choices, Johnny Zero.
He won a world championship, and I see him having championships in the future. I don't even think the middleweight division, really. I mean, we'll see how the athlete does. But when you get hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat with freaking barbed wire on it for real, and then they disfigure you with putting a stash on you, man. I mean, with acidic this adhesive acted like it's an acidic. I mean, the man, he's lucky he saved the left eye.
Is he? Is he lucky?
Yeah, I was there. I saw it. You were there too. I mean, you were with me. I mean, you've seen the video footage and everything. I mean, it was unbelievable. He ripped off the stash and it took off part of his eyelid, man. I mean,
now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can please bear with us after that vicious display by the middleweight champion in the squared circle, we must take a commercial break. So please bear with us.
Stay with us, folks.
The Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk will return after these messages.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Arnie!
Whoops.
The twist on!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Flying catch me.
It's the big new Sidewinder cycle. Your parents put it together, and Sidewinder's got the stunt shifter.
Sidewinder.
With sure grip steering, super sleek styling, and a stunt shifter that can spin you into excitement.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Sidewinder cycle with stunt shifter. New from Tonka.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 48 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Now, Johnny, you were discussing off mic while we were listening to the commercial messages. You had some issues that you wanted to bring up.
No, absolutely, man. Everything we missed on the other side of the mountain, the dissension in the ranks of the security of TV Dads Wrestling.
Now, when you say other side of the mountain, you have to explain to the listening audience exactly what we're discussing.
Well, in Snake River Canyon, that's where Evel Knievel jumped, at Knievel Fest,
yes, sir.
Yeah, we had over 100,000 people on both sides, you know, to see this thing. And there was another ring on the other side. We tried to get to it. We did in the helicopter. But,
yes, sir.
But
yes,
we
sir.
Were practically kidnapped by Steve Wilkos.
Who we have not seen since that day.
Yeah, well, naturally, because they're cowards, man.
Why would you say such things about the former regime?
Well, because how would we prove it? How would we prove it?
No, it's because you're a tabloid reporter. I get it. But
we had to fly in the sky.
If you're going to be an actual reporter, there needs to be proven facts.
Everything I say is a fact. There was a problem. Sergeant Gwynn, Sergeant Shawshank, he's enlisted him. Winslow, his Griffith's partner, and you also know about the Drooling Jackal. So they have tried to usurp, to overthrow Sheriff Griffith.
Now, technically,
who is a fair man?
Gwynn's a sergeant, which makes him above a sheriff, if I'm not mistaken. in rank.
I'm not quite sure how that works. You may be correct.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's what the problem's about, but I thought a sheriff was the...
Well, initially, Griffith was in charge of the entire security detail and had been for quite a long time.
Right, but I think there might be different jurisdictions.
I know that he's a vicious racist, and I think that Gwyn's trying to distance himself from such an awful person. Andy Griffin. He's such a vicious racist.
What are you talking about? Winslow's a black guy. That's his partner. It's his best friend.
Exactly. It's kind of like reverse racism. You know, like he makes him work for him and he pays him peanuts abuses him verbally.
No,
because he's a vicious racist.
The guy who turned on Andy Griffith was Barney the Knife. He used to be called Barney, formerly known as Barney the Knife Fife.
But Barney the Knife.
Now he's the drooling jackal.
Barney the Knife Fife
wrestling.
Could no longer stand the racism, and he was trying to say this is wrong and we have to get this regime out of power, so I think I understand what's
happening.
Then
how do you explain Sergeant Gwyn and the drooling jackal and those guys hassling the militant, the whole Evans family, backing up Jerry Springer, backing up the BSC, turning on Sheriff Griffiths? Has an impeccable record, folks.
Everyone knows.
Buy it for a second.
Everyone knows that Barney Fife and Buffalo Butt are as thick as thieves.
Buffalo
and they are in
Butt?
Bed together. And obviously the things that you're saying
are... Do you want to be Don King of professional wrestling?
The things you're saying are unfounded, yes.
Downtown
sir.
Johnny Brown? I mean, give me a break, man. Andy Griffiths' record has been impeccable. There was some sort of disturbance on the other side, and I believe there's something else coming up. And Gwyn,
when you say something else coming up, you mean more racism?
Yeah, I think that there wasn't any racism yet. I don't believe. I believe they're all Caucasian, except for Winslow, and that's where Griffith.
Well, he calls Winslow boy all the time. He's like boy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. How do you think the Jackal Fife, the Jackal and Sergeant Gwyn were stomping on Winslow? He's the one that carried him out of there. And maintained order on the other side so they could land safely with the Sky Cyclists, dude.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Oh, guys, you got to listen to our Knievel Fest. This is don't listen to this man. He's a fountain of misinformation. You're getting worse, I believe.
It's ironic to me.
And I notice you're getting more diamonds.
That you're accusatory.
Is that diamond encrusted
and
scarf?
And you're belittling. And you try to take the subject always away from what at hand. Of course
Andy
I'm well-dressed.
Griffith is not a racist, dude. His partner is Winslow. The black guy. That's his best buddy.
Everybody knows that's reverse racism.
You always go with
that. You keep the black guy close to you.
What's next? Sexism? Xenophobia? What's next? You're going to try to morally disarm everybody so you can push your
agenda?
Your agenda, yes.
I got to tell you, you brought this up, Johnny
Zero. Your BSC agenda. I believe that says BSC on that jacket there, on your diamond-encrusted scarf.
Gay rights are a central platform in this United States today.
Yeah, but fair is fair.
And the BSC,
and right is right, and wrong
clothing
is wrong.
Company, supports all of this.
Right,
as always, the biggest star in the world, Mr. Brady, is traveling every night.
What the fuck does Mr. Brady have to do with it?
And he's assisting teenage boys all over the country, trying to be a mentor to them
and
guide them in the right way.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows this.
Oh, my God.
And you want to make it about you're trying to hide racism, and you're covering it up, and you want it to go back to the 1950s in America.
In that Penn State scandal? Is that what the hell you're telling me? What are you talking about, man?
How dare you, sir?
Oh, that's...
How dare you invoke the name of Penn State in the same sentence and breath with America's greatest actor?
Dude, that's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. And just because someone disagrees with you doesn't mean that they hate you because of your race, gender, or what have you. I'm just telling you the truth. If it wasn't for Griffith, Winslow would have not... He risked his own life. If it wasn't for Griffith, Winslow would have never even gotten out of there.
You, sir, have to
look
watch...
Look at the injury report.
You, sir, have to watch what pronouns you use when referring to these athletes, because you don't know how they identify.
Well,
you don't know if she or he applies. You must never do that again and be more careful in the future, sir. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a breaking report, if you will. On site, we have from Laverne and Shirley fame, Lenny and Squiggy at the fucking crime scene next to
Knievel Fair.
And we've got to get down there. Nothing could make this situation any worse.
Hello.
Hey, this is Lenny and Squiggy, and we're on site here, and it's very exciting.
That's right.
We're a part of history. I got to tell you, there's a lot going on there, Squig.
Hand me my switchblade comb. We're just looking around here in the water, and a bunch of gators here floating around, and I don't know, Len. What do you think here? I see a piece of the title, but no sign of of the frontiersman.
Now, shards of the title have been removed. Shards of it have been cut, if you will. It looks like a knife or something has been carved out of the title. Perhaps there is a crime scene here. Perhaps the gator's been into it. I you know, Squiggy, I don't know.
Lots of dead gators, too. Looks like they're going to call off part of the search party.
I've heard that they're going to call, they're going to reel it in here.
And,
he's been taking a long time.
I don't know what Danny Bonaducci's doing, but he seems to be going further down the river.
He is quite upset since the loss of his valet, Joni Cunningham, who we've met, actually. We knew her very well.
Yes.
Years ago. It's a very sad and tragic situation.
We owe all the chicks glitter. Now that we know all the chicks, let's get the hell out of here. We got a party to go to. The hell with this place. Where's Pop's in?
This is Lenny and Squiggy going back to the home team and the TV Dad's a wrestling podcast. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 6:05 Eastern. This is Vex X along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
People's Hero. Man.
They're calling off the search. It's kind of upsetting, actually.
It's just terrible. Oh, man.
And I got to tell you, this is very important. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, bro.
I want to stress to everyone listening, Mr. Brady is safe, and he's
okay.
Oh,
my God. Stop it, man. The heavyweight champion, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world is missing. We found some dead gators. We just had Lenny. We heard from Lenny and Squiggy.
We did.
Of Laverne and Shirley fame.
The on-site reporters.
They left. I think they went to some kind of rumble or dance or something. I have no idea. But,
now, if you can turn your attention to the squared circle.
Yes.
In the ring at this time.
Yes.
Is Bozo the Clown making his television dad's wrestling debut?
Bozo the Clown? The real Bozo the Clown.
Real Bozo the Clown.
This is the actual live television Bozo the Clown.
The kids love him.
Wow.
He's obviously a fan favorite.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't he a little old for
competition?
And his opponent. The fabulous Bill Bixby.
Oh, the legend. The legend is returning. He has had some he's never lost a match in
John.
In T-Dad Vessel. But you notice how he disappears in strange stints of time?
Why is he being escorted by members of the Bloody Stash clothing company?
I have no idea. And he does seem to be growing a mustache. There's something different about him.
He does look physically different, if I speak the truth.
Something weird going on here. Bill Bixby is. I mean, remember he came out, he saved the day in the one match. I mean, he's had a couple appearances. He was in the Crockett Cup.
He's been a wrestler in the league for quite a long time.
I mean, people love the Bix.
Oh. All right. Bixby steps into the ring. This is a one fall.
Oh.
20-minute time limit match.
Oh, Bixby takes him right down. Bozo the Clown does a 360 into the corner.
Bozo's a little heavy. I don't know if it's muscle or if he's just a portly gentleman.
He might be. He might not be in the... I doubt he's in the league of the Bix, but Bixby, collar double tie-up, turns it into a headlock, switches around to a hammerlock into the back, goes right in the corner. The referee's counting. One, two, three. Now he lets go. Why is Bixby... Bixby's a face. I don't get this. What's happening to him? Do you notice something different?
It's not right. Whatever it is, I don't like it.
And it looks like the other guys are taking notes, watching his performance. He picks up Bozo the Clown and shoulder breaker. Oh, my God.
Is Bixby wearing makeup, Johnny Zero?
I can't tell. Looks like it does look like rouge, my friend. It does look
it's
like rouge.
It's a bit odd, to say the least.
Oh, my God, dude. What's he doing? He's going up to the second rip, drops, and oh my God, textbook elbow right on Bozo the Clown's head.
Now, I'm so sorry to say, Johnny Zero, we have to take a brief commercial break. Yeah. If you can please bear with us, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Rebo's got the beat, and the band plays on. You can relive it all with Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection. Introducing Size Noodles and the Rebo Band. Jabba the Hutt action playset sold separately.
Play it again, Size.
Starring Size Noodles. Droopy McCool on clarinet, Max Rebo on organ.
Rebo.
Dance, Droopy.
It's your last solo, Snoodles.
New Size Noodles and the Rebo Band. Jabba the Hutt action playset sold separately. From Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them. Fruit Corner! You can tear them, you can share them. Fruit Roll! You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them. Fruit Corner's! You can pass them, you can ooh them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great-tasting grape.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the melee in the ring. Bix
Gillespie has tied up and is torturing poor Bozo the Clown. I'm sorry, the clown, in the center of the ring in a submission hold.
And that makeup must have rubbed off from Bozo's makeup.
Understood. I could now see what the makeup would be on his face.
I believe in the Bix. I would never think he would align himself with such people like the BSC.
How dare you, sir?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to sign him to maybe it's a clothing corporation deal. Maybe they're trying
to. Why would you say it negatively in reference to America's greatest actor?
Because they are negative. I mean, these guys are Bill Bixby's not a scumbag, man. I mean, come on.
And you're implying the Bloody Stash Clothing Company is a scumbag organization?
I believe the Bloody Stash crew is, yes.
How dare you, sir?
Yes.
You support a transvestite hooker.
There is the... No, when he says... And I want to get this clear, everybody. When he says hooker, guys, you should know that he's not talking about a prostitute. In the levels of wrestling, there's a worker, there's a stretcher, there's a shooter, and then there's a hooker.
No! He's
Lou
a fucking
Fez.
Prostitute!
Look it up. Lou Fez is a hooker.
With my
That's
mouth.
A dangerous man.
Right now!
That means
transvestite
MMA,
hooker.
MMA
Don't tell
level.
Me what I mean!
MMA level. The greatest wrestler in the world, bar none. Anyway, we're back to the ring, folks. Bixby has got... He's got both arms of Bozo the Clown. He's picking him up in the air, and it looks like he's going over to the ringside and holding their... Poor Bozo screaming in pain, writhing. Unbelievable. And it looks like he's doing this right where the BSC is standing. Drops him right on his face. Oh, my God. More makeup is coming off of this poor clown. Unbelievable. Now he's taking... Oh, my God. He's taking Bozo the Clown's nose off. Oh, my God. He's beating him to a pulp. Unbelievable. Bix, you got to end this, man. Come on, man. Bix, come on. Kids are out here. This is terrible. After what just happened to Captain Kangaroo, can you imagine this? He's picking up Bozo the Clown again, standing up. Oh wait, he's letting that blood flow to the top of the brain, setting up in a suplex position, dropping him straight down to a gourd buster, right on his face. Turns him over, puts his foot on him. One, two, no! Bixby says that's not enough. He says it's not enough. He's looking. He's pointing to his head and pointing to the BSC, and they're writing down some notes. I don't know what's going on here, folks. This is terrible.
If there was any justice, someone would stop this match.
Oh, my God. What happened to the incredible... What happened to Bill Bixby, the classy gentleman? My God, man. He's dropping an elbow again. Please end this. Please end this, man. There's kids here. What the fuck? Bozo trying to get him out some kind of offense. Kicked in the stomach by Bill Bixby. Bill Bixby picks him up on the top rope. Oh, my God. He's going to do a bunch of back suplex. No, he's climbing up to the top right with him. A giant back suplex. Oh, my God. Puts his foot on poor Bozo. One, two, three. He's got him. The Bix is one. Unbelievable.
Bixby's demanding that they count to four. They don't want him to stop.
Oh, no. One, two, three, four.
Hey, man, come on, Bix.
The referee is trying to break the melee.
Oh, my God. The BSC has come in. The BSC has come in the ring. They're picking up Bixby as if he's made some kind of...
If you will.
Why is he sitting like that? This is terrible. Why is he sitting like that? Stashford, he's sitting on Stashford's head, on his head shoulders. I mean, they're bringing him out like this is... What happened here, folks? Something's still not right. He's got that makeup from Bozo the Clown on him. I don't think that looks like this. That's not grease paint, dude. That looks like... This is terrible. It's a terrible day in TV Dad Wrestling. This is I thought one of our great superstars we could count on once in a while. I mean, he's still a draw, man. I mean, like, he was always a face. I mean, what the hell? How do you explain it? You tell me. Just very weird, very strange things. I guess without any kind of true leadership, that's why I'm glad we got to get Lawson out of there too.
So is that what you brought this down to? You feel that they're running amok because Lawson is the current governing body of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation?
I personally don't know that Lawson's qualified to be the commissioner, but I guess without Springer around...
Well, here's where it gets a little interesting. Remember, he was appointed... You know what I mean? Underneath the commissioner.
Yes.
He was the office end. He has been working there for some time.
And figure Springer would endorse a somebody that messed with a little girl like that. I just that abusive bastard Lawson. I can't I can't handle it, man. I mean, it's really been out of control during this whole Springer slash Lawson now. This is unbelievable. Now we have the Bix. We're losing the Bix, man.
But this is something that's under the ownership, if you will, of Ross the Boss, who's being brought up on attempted murder charges.
Yes.
In part because you have going to testify against him in a court of law.
Buddy, it was all filmed and taped anyway. I mean, it was on television. I mean, you know that. And everybody, the whole
I saw nothing, sir.
The whole place lit up like a Christmas tree. They were so happy to see Jerry Springer's get his jaw broke. And you know it, man. Bring wrestling back to where it was. The greatest sport in the world. I can't say that enough. The sport of kings, if you will.
The sport of kings?
The sport of kings, yes. Now, next, shouldn't we have... aren't we due soon? Is it tonight on 605? Or are we due for appearance by... Oh, my God!
Fuck, I hate them.
It's the Trailer Park Express, folks.
It's all three of them, ladies and gentlemen, coming down to the squared circle.
And there are midget gimps. There are little people gimps, excuse me, pardon me, dancing around.
Midget.
Midget wrestling, you know, it was a term it was called.
Ivor.
I have little friends.
Jim Varney, get the fuck away from our booth.
Oh, my God.
Ivern.
You know what I mean, Ivern? Hey, get off my mic, man. Come on. Come on.
Ah, you did it again! Oh, he's all greased you.
You did.
He greased you, Johnny Zero.
Oh, I'm going to get you, too. I'm going to get you, too, Rick. You know what I mean, Ivern? Get
that
the fuck away from our desk, man. What the fuck? Velvet one. The Velvet one. The trouble. It's all three of them?
It's a six-man tag.
Six-man tag. All right. Who's the opponent?
And their opponent coming down to the squared circle.
Are you kidding me? Making their debut in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation Tag Team Division, it's Raj, Dwayne, and Rerun from What's Happening. Unbelievable, man.
The crowd erupts. They are very ecstatic to see these competitors facing
off. Oh, my
off
God.
In a six-man dance.
Hey, hey, hey.
Unbelievable. Dwayne getting in the ring now.
Ladies and gentlemen, a six-man tag match, a one fall with a 30-minute time limit.
Unbelievable. Here we go. Looks like Dwayne going in there first. He's locking up. Dwayne's doing pretty good there. Wraps around, caught a little tie up with Velvet Elvis. Velvet Elvis, I think, is going to get the upper hand.
He's a powerful competitor.
Yes, he is. Dwayne, I think, was probably the most athletically sound of
But he's
three.
A little guy.
Yeah.
Like, Velvet's a big man.
Yes, he is.
Solid.
Yes. Oh, got some, wraps him around into a headlock. Now, Dwayne whipping off from the ropes. Velvet Elvis in the ropes, goes underneath, drops down underneath, comes off. Big backdrop on Velvet Elvis. Dwayne goes over to make the tag. He's got
Fantastic.
Raj in. He's got Raj in.
Raj is wiry.
Raj is wiry. He's wearing those sports goggles.
He is. The strap around the back of his head. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Very, very Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Comes across with a clothesline. Got him down now. Now Velvet Elvis looking for the tag. Here comes Peaches dancing around the ring. Raj, better watch carefully.
Oh, that's a weird erotic dance, isn't it?
That's just the Daisy Duke shorts alone. I mean, they're not, you know, thongs or anything, but I mean, it's still weird. It's all just very
Is that
weird.
Even legal? How can you participate in TV Dad Wrestling?
I don't
with that
know,
attire?
Man. He's got jean shorts on. I wouldn't say they're Daisy Dukes, but he's going up. He's locking in with Raj. Oh, big forearm across the head of Raj. Raj does not have the power to stand up against Larry the Cable Guy, I can tell you that. He whips Raj into the ropes, comes across. Oh, a nice power slam. Unbelievable, he felt that one. Raj getting up, looking for that tag. No, he's being drugged back into the corner by his foot. Tags in Velvet Elvis again. Velvet Elvis with that knee drop. We're going to work on Raj. This may be what they want. This is what their Trailer Park Express is good at. They keep you in their corner and they work on you.
Hi, Bert.
And it's unbelievable. And then you have the mastermind over there. God, Jim Varney, unbelievable.
Disgusting.
Yes, unbelievable. Whips him across the ropes into the other, the opposing corner. Okay, Velvet Elvis now picking up Raj, landing him on the top rope, going for what looks like a superplex. A superplex from the top. It's got him in a superplex from the top. Oh, it's a brainbuster! Did you see that? A super brainbuster?
A fantastic display of athleticism.
Rob's goggles are broken, dude. He can't see. He's stumbling around the ring, and oh my God, they're just putting the boots to him. The ref better go check on this. Jim Varney's over distracting the referee. What's going on with that?
Hey, Vern. Don't want to make Vern.
Rerun jumps over the top rope, a house of fire rescuing Raj while the referee's distracted.
Yes, Rerun doing his dance moves, too. Doing his dance moves, distracting.
The referee sees Rerun, he works him back into the corner.
Oh, unbelievable. They got to get Rerun, and they need that power man in there.
They do.
They need that
face off against this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to tell you, a very dangerous competitor is that GIMP situation. Because remember, he's covered in that goopy slime shit that's all over your microphone right now.
Yep.
It's a filthy thing. If he was to get his hands on one of Roger or even fucking Rerun, it could be a disastrous situation for everyone involved.
I got to say, I think Dwayne and Rerun are the better tag team. But I mean, I got to admire Roger's heart. But he's got to make a tag and get out of there, man. Because they can use that grease for them to slip
but
on.
But we haven't even seen the GIMP yet. It's literally been a two-man tag competition to this point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, they've got Rob again. Oh, my God. They need to get him out of there.
Raj is definitely falling apart in the center of the squared circle.
He's being picked up. Velvet Elvis is still picking up. Now he's pulling him over to the corner. He's tagging in the GIMP. The GIMP
arrives, the greasy bastard. Yeah. The crowd seems to want to see him participate.
It's like when you're driving by a train wreck, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
He gets on the top rope. Yeah. He's going to do a greasy body splash across the body of one Roger.
Oh.
Roger moves out of the way.
Moves out of the way.
Incapacitated.
Got to make the tag to Rerun. Come on, Raj. Come on. You got to make the tag to Rerun.
He's working.
Working towards it. He's... Gimp grabs his legs, but his own grease, he slips out, he makes the tag to Rerun.
Rerun comes in, a house of fire!
House of fire! Rerun's in there, he's kicking lefts, rights, goes over, clotheslines them both off the side tag, throws the Gimp into the ropes, a power slam by Rerun. Now he's setting up for his dance move. That's when he does his body splash. But is he waiting too long? Is he showboating too much? Come on, Rerun, come on, hit him! Rolling back and forth, goes up. He nails it! Gets him down for the 1, 2, oh, he slips out from the
because
grease!
Because of the grease, Johnny! The grease has saved him!
Referee, call this match, please! What's happening? Had it won, man. What the hell is going on here? They're going back around here. He's going to tag out. Now, tagging back in the Velvet One. Velvet Elvis comes back into the ring. Rerun still has that energy going. Comes back around. Gets him in a headlock. But he slips out again. There's grease everywhere. In the ring.
This is disgusting.
It's unbelievable. Al's the eyes are gouged by Velvet Elvis. Velvet Elvis eye gouged. And he's whipping Rerun into the ropes. He rolls him up, schoolboys him. Wait a minute. He's grabbing his suspenders. The referee's not looking. 1, 2, 3. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. What a travesty of justice. Why isn't the referee? Get some glasses. You should take Rob's goggles and use them, man. What's happening, crew? Won that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner by pinfall, the Trailer Park Express.
Unbelievable. This is disgusting. Wait a minute. Raj, Dwayne, and Rerun are not punching off. They're knocking them down. They've all knocked them out and thrown them over the top rope. But they get the moral victory, I guess. But that almost only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes.
I gotta tell you, this is the first time I think they may have legitimately actually won a match.
I was going to bring that up myself. A very good point. This is the first time, isn't it? I mean, they have maimed people, put people out of wrestling. They've struck fear into the hearts of all their competitors. They were in the, oh my God, they're part of hell. I mean, you know, the Gimpzilla, the Gimposaurus.
A heavyweight championship contender, I might add.
Yes.
The Gimposaurus.
Yes, and it may be, after this victory, this may be...
Are they becoming legitimized, Johnny Zero, in the
To beat the What's Happening crew, I would say so. I mean...
Well, they were novices. This is their first professional debut. They've been, like, you know, participating in Grady's little sanction league down south.
Yeah, right, and did something with the Chicago thing and all that, of course. But this is their first major televised TV Dads Wrestling Federation podcast match. And he pulled those suspenders over on Rerun.
Which has got to be illegal, right? Like,
is
this even a real fucking pin?
He's holding the tights, man. That wasn't a real pin. But the referee, how could he not see that? Why didn't he just pick up Rob's broken sports goggles And like,
now, I was thinking, could that be a weapon? If the goggles are removed in some capacity, could you use them against the other competitor?
I guess if they're
cracked. Is it a foreign object?
If they're cracked in half, I'm sure it could be, man. I'm sure it's probably sharp. They could probably cut your head.
Jim Varney, get away from the booth! Get away from the booth!
What are you doing, man?
Hey, Vern.
Mr. Varney, how are you, sir?
I'm going to tell you something, Vern. Hey, man, don't touch my microphone.
You already fucked it up. Let him touch it now. Don't touch my microphone.
I'll stand back here. Fuck it.
But let me tell you something, Vern. What you're saying is just something of more to come for the Trailer Park Express.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Varney?
What's that, Vern?
Why do your robes have Buffalo Butt Productions embroidered in the back of them?
You don't know about the BBP.
Well, can you explain it to me, sir?
Well, the man's only single-handedly coming up the greatest wrestling promoter, the Don King of wrestling, out there in Chi-Town.
I heard that he gotten a cyborg to pose as the former world's heavyweight champion.
Hey, Vern.
Do you have a comment on this, sir?
Vern, I got no comment on that, Vern. Hey, can I have my mic back? Hey, can you answer us one question? Who the fuck is Vern? Please.
I think that's you, Johnny Zero.
But he calls everybody Vern. Is there an actual Vern?
I think you're Vern, sir.
No, man, maybe Vern is like the king of the gimps or something.
We're going to take a brief commercial break. When we come back, there's one last match. We're going to feature Grady and some of his athletes to round out the hour. So please bear with
us. Stay with us, folks, while I clean his mic off.
In Monster cereals, all part of this complete breakfast, and all
nothing could tear me away from my Count Chocula cereal. Who's that?
Good morning.
Real Dracula.
For real?
May I have some?
You can have mine.
I'll sink my teeth into
what?
The delicious chocolatey marshmallows in Count Chocula cereal.
It's part of this complete breakfast, too.
How about a monster for breakfast today?
For real?
Scary back marshmallows and monster cereals would change the way you eat breakfast.
Bats! Bats! Big bad marshmallows!
Here comes Chocula!
Frankenberry!
Rudy, yummy mummy!
Throw the switch, Chocula!
Bats for the good bad marshmallows!
So delicious!
It's scary. Marshmallows and monster cereals. The spooky part of your complete breakfast will never be the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, 6:05 Eastern.
What a match. What a debut. They will be back. The What's Happening crew will be back.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a very exciting six-man match.
I thought
match.
They were a little robbed, to be honest with you, if we're being completely truthful in the situation.
You know, the Black Velvet Elvis... Foxworthy would do
is
anything.
Is it the Black Velvet Elvis?
Yeah.
Where's the black from?
Black Velvet.
It's the Velvet Elvis and the Dark Magician. You've confused it, you tabloid reporter.
Well, when they used to be a tag team together.
Which was literally a million years ago. Ancient times, if you will, Johnny Zero.
I've heard that they've been staring each other's down, and we will be seeing them.
What have you heard exactly, sir?
Well, that on the other side of the mountain at Knievel Fest, there was some sort of incident that happened. Because remember Pat Morita, during the Battle Royal, who had trained both of them, had something to do with that. So we'll have more footage on that for you later. But let's get to this match. What I want to see here... is Grady actually wrestle in the ring with the Serpent and the Rainbow with him and against Philip Drummond, who's coming out of retirement. A lot of people don't know this about Philip Drummond. He was actually an NCAA champion, excellent athlete. They used to call him the Reluctant Warrior. He's a peacemaker. He's a kind guy. I don't know if he'll be great here or if he's got his old wrestling gear on and he's going to be out here tonight, and we're going to see what happens, folks.
I got to tell you, in my opinion, Johnny Zero, the more interesting aspect of this situation is seeing Grady actually participate in a sanctioned wrestling match.
Oh, yeah, Grady's no joke in the ring.
But he's never actually participated in TV Dad's wrestling.
Right, exactly.
Only in his bastardized version.
Yes, and that's what started this whole anger against Fred and He's trying to adopt Arnold and Willis and trying to get them, who are aspiring middleweight champion contenders, just trying to use them as a way to get in. And he's mad about it because he did have his own show, and he is Arnold Willis's biological father.
So you say. I don't believe in your theories and your synopsis.
It's a two-parter, season three. Check it out. But also remember, Grady also has the zombie warriors with him, the Serpent and the Rainbow, the Lost Cunningham and Mack Truck Bernie. These zombie warriors, these men are giants as well. We were talking about earlier the biggest men, power wrestlers in to TV Dad Wrestling. You got to include them at least in the top five, I mean, I would think. I mean, as a tag team, then, I mean, wouldn't you think? I mean, even with the Real Frankensteins, you got the Living Dream, etc. I'm really anxious for this match. Now, from what I understand, Philip Drummond has done 15 Hindu squats for the last 2 weeks preparing for this.
So he's no joke. He's really trying to do this.
Yeah, I think so. He wanted Arnold and Willis to make up their own mind about who they wanted their father to be. There's a difference between being a dad and being a father, you know? And they don't want anything to do with Grady and his scummy ways of his down there. I mean, we were down there. We did a whole broadcast down there with the chicken wire matches and, oh my God, the fast counts and the no counts. And it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
As we go down to the squared circle, yeah. Johnny Zero, please bring your attention. I'm excited to say,
ladies and gentlemen,
doesn't it send a chill up your spine? Listen to that.
Making his debut from the Caribbean, Shady Grady!
From Haiti. And full of Haiti, literally. Oh my God.
A hate-filled man.
And
accompanied to the ring by Mack Truck Bernie.
Yeah.
Or is it Bernie Mac? I don't even know.
Mack Truck Bernie's his name because he's the biggest. Look how big and powerful that man is. And the Lost Cunningham on the other side. These men are two giants, two twin towers, if you will.
Creepy bastards.
Creepy. So. Oh my God, with that lost stare in there. Have you ever seen such a lost stare in anyone's eye before? They say the eyes are a window to the soul, but I'm not seeing anybody home there. I'm just not seeing it. Unbelievable. Very intimidating. Oh, what's he got in his pocket? He's still got the night train, doesn't he? Unbelievable.
And his opponent from Park Avenue in New York City, New York.
Here we go!
The millionaire, Philip Drummond!
Philip Drummond, former NCAA champion. The Reluctant Warriors, he's called. This is very different. Is he doing this by himself? Unbelievable. Oh, unbelievable. He looks good, though, Vex. He looks good. Look at him.
He's ready to participate.
He's in shape. Unbelievable.
Coming out of retirement.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought it? Doing his Hindu squats in the ring. Locks up with Grady. And it's Drummond with an early advantage. Early advantage. Takes a headlock in. Drolls up, flips him over. Gets him down the mat. Spins back over. Gets over into like a hammerlock. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Drummond drops an elbow. He's still punishing. Still punishing Grady. Grady trying to bite him. Unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
Bite him.
Ripping off the skin of his right arm.
Unbelievable. The referee trying to break that up.
That's got to be illegal, Johnny Zero.
Well, you know, Drummond's okay. He comes back in. Locks up again. He's winning the test of strength. Bringing Grady into the corner. He's going lefts and rights, and on the top of the ring apron, it's Lost Cunningham hitting Drummond. Drummond falls down. Now Grady is taking the boots to him, putting the boots on Grady, sitting up on the second turnbuckle, jumping off with a knee drop right into the forehead of Philip Drummond. Drummond's busted, man. He's busted open now. I don't know.
That quickly.
Yeah, well.
That's two open wounds on the man's body.
Yeah, it looks like it. Now he's biting him. He's biting the forehead. He's biting the forehead.
He's a fierce competitor in the ring.
Unbelievable.
Grady just holds no bars, if you will.
He whips. Drummond coming back. Drummond's getting fired up. Now he's hitting Grady again. Picks him up. Unbelievable. Suplexes him.
Did you think this would be this good of a match?
I couldn't believe it. Drummond is just unbelievable. We kind of knew what Grady was going to bring as far as the hardcore aspect goes. But I can't believe the wrestling talent that Drummond is displaying. I just didn't believe it. He's dropping the elbow. No, wait. You're coming down the ring. Oh, wait. Slams. slams Drummond into the ropes. The referee is hit, collides. Referee is out. Unbelievable. Now the Serpent and the Rainbow are getting in the ring. They're putting the boots to Drummond. This is unbelievable. Grady is still trying to get a piece of him. He's biting the man. Wait, who's this coming down the ringway? It's Arnold and Willis. Arnold and Willis are here, Vex. You see that?
I do.
They're jumping in the ring. They're cleaning house. They've cleaned house. They've pulled Grady out of the ring. What's Grady pulling out of his pocket? He's got a match and a piece of cloth he's putting in his, what is that hooch he's drinking? He's lighting, he's throwing it into the flint in the ring. It's going up like a Molotov cocktail. Oh my God, dude, watch it, man. We're going to keep you here as long as we can, fans.
Fire is everywhere.
Unbelievable, this is terrible.
Engulfing the ring.
We got to keep you here longer than that, man.
Oh my God,
why is fire everywhere? Why would this man throw something like that at the very children he's trying to adopt?
An incendiary device, if you will, a Molotov cocktail engulfing the ring. Fire is everywhere.
Never a boring moment, folks. Try and keep us here as long as we can. Unbelievable. What are they going to do? Is that burning, Arnold? Unbelievable. What's Grady's meal ticket going to be now?
Ladies and gentlemen.